Hey everybody, welcome back to Welcome to Mintland the Podcast. This is Chapter 6.
Welcome to Mintland.
The greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're mint red.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chapter 6, WSF Louisville, Kentucky. In this chapter, things get really ramped up from an intensity level. WSF is one of the largest competitions in the nation, and it's a competition that happens early on in the national season before the Big Three, which are, of course, Cheer Sport, NCA, and of course, UCA. And, you know, Peppermint just won grand champion at their first one-day competition, but this is a big two-day competition. Nationals are always two-day competitions, and a lot of the kids, this is their first big competition. I believe there was about 22 teams competing in the mini level one division, and you know, the intensity level's higher. It is complete chaos. There are thousands and thousands of people there, both competitors and parents. And it's really a time where you get to see what the team is really made of. And it was certainly very exciting for me. Without giving too much away, we did have a few coaches that were performing during this competition, which made things very, very interesting from a team rep perspective. But it was an incredible time for me personally to bond with the team and really see them in action behind the scenes. And we'll get into that a little bit in Chapter 6. So I hope you enjoy. And as I mentioned before, we're live now on iTunes and Android. Please share the episodes. Tell people about them. I'd love to get your feedback on them and share it with as many people as possible. And look forward to talking with you soon. I hope you enjoy the reading. Thank you. Chapter 6, WSF, Louisville, Kentucky. A few weeks later, it was time for the World Spirit Federation competition in Louisville, Kentucky. This competition is huge. Last year, there were teams from all over the nation that descended to Louisville. My daughters had an incredible memories from the previous competition, as it falls a few weeks before Christmas, and the city does an incredible job welcoming the Cheer Nation as they take over the city for a weekend. The Stingray All-Stars Tiny and Mini teams had quite a bit to prove this year. While Peppermint struggled in the previous year at Encore, and finished fifth, they bounced back and came to Louisville in 2013 and won grand champion at WSF, which was a remarkable accomplishment and showed the resilience of that team. The Grape Rays also came away with a win against some very stiff competition. In Kentucky, they take their cheerleading very seriously. The University of Kentucky in Louisville have always had one of the best cheerleading teams in the nation for many years. They have many extremely talented all-star teams in the state, and they all converge to Louisville for this competition, along with many other teams from around the nation. There is quite a bit at stake. The older teams, youth level and up, will be competing for at-large bids and paid bids for Summit and Worlds. At this competition, our open team, the Electric Rays, were going to compete against some of the best teams in the world. Electric is a team of college-level athletes and coaches from the area. The team competes in the Open Level 5 division, and they attempt some of the most amazing stunts and tumbling you will ever see. Many of the coaches from Stingrays compete on Electric, which makes it very exciting for the kids to watch. Bottom line is, the competition is huge and very important. For those of you who are not familiar with Tiny and Mini All-Star Cheer, the day starts with a 4:45 a.m. wake-up call to get your child up and ready to perform. Most of the younger teams go on between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the morning. You can do the math. With a 45-minute warm-up time before competition and time needed to get the team organized and ready, You need every ounce of time you can get before the team competes. Most normal people will never understand why cheer parents do what we do for this sport. That is okay. We understand. We love it. Our kids love it. We are a unique group of families, and we all have each other's back. As we arrive at the convention center at 5:45 a.m. sharp, the place was mass hysteria. I knew this was a large competition, but this year was different. They announced this year was the largest WSF competition ever, and I could tell. The parent texts for Peppermint started flying early for this competition, as traffic was an issue. Yes, even at 5:45 a.m. And the convention center is huge. I was a bit more comfortable at this competition as a team dad, as I had the first one under my belt. The team started filtering in, and the kids were as energetic as ever. Coach Kelsey arrived in her uniform. She was going to be performing with the Electric Rays on that day. Then Coach Jessica showed up in her uniform. She was going to be performing with the Frost Rays on that day. Then Coach Rupert showed up in his uniform. He was also on Electric. While most of the mints arrived, we had a few that were running late that I had not communicated with. While sometimes that happens, the reality is, if there's no communication, my mind starts automatically going to the worst-case scenario, which is they're oversleeping and did not wake up on time. This happens more often than you might imagine, and with a team sport, it can be very challenging to fill the spot of a missing teammate on a moment's notice. Luckily, the final teammate walked in, and everyone was accounted for. Coach Kelsey asked if I could help with the team in warm-ups. I said, absolutely. She said, are you ready for this? As she gave me a grin, I said, I'll do my best. As the announcement was made to take off warm-ups, Peppermint seemed very loose and confident. The team was becoming very tight, and they all had each other's backs, you could tell. As the convention center was lined with literally thousands of people and other cheer teams, Peppermint lined up as they normally do, and we started to make our way to warm-ups. As I was getting my stuff organized, I noticed over my shoulder, I had someone waiting on me to go with the team. I heard the team yell, "Come on, Mr. Eric!" Beecher was waiting for me, and the team did not want to leave without me. So I ran and caught up with Beecher, and we escorted the team down to warm-ups. It was our new thing. After pre-warm-up, we made our way into the official warm-up room. This was my first time as a parent to be back there. It was amazing. Hundreds of teams and thousands of kids tumbling, stunting, and dancing with grace and precision, all within inches of each other. It was mid-morning, and many of the older senior teams were starting to filter back to the arena. I was caught staring in awe of all the teams. I could have easily got lost in all the chaos. Peppermint lined up against the wall in order to make sure we had everyone. It is very easy to get distracted amongst all the teams. The biggest challenge is making sure your team is together and does not wander off, as many teams go full out. A wandering child can collide with another tumbling child. I really had to stay focused on the kids and where they were at all times. We had a few minutes before our assigned time in warm-ups. The teams are assigned in a specific time to use, and if you are late, you just flat out lose your time. We had about 15 minutes before we went back to warm-ups. Coach Kelsey mentioned it was time to take the team to the restroom, and she would need my help. Then she said, "Oh, wait, you're a guy." Awkward moment number one for me. Obviously, I could not help with the 17 other female cheerleaders to expedite the process of buttoning up uniforms. I asked if we were going to have enough time to get all 18 of them in and out of the restroom in time for warm-ups. She smiled and said, "I got this." Without going into too much detail, let's just say the uniform had a very challenging area to button up. As Beecher and I waited for the group, the most important thing I could do was distribute hand sanitizer. To my amazement, Coach Kelsey got all 17 cheerleaders in and out of the restroom in 9 minutes flat. The team headed to warm-ups as confident as ever. They were surrounded by some of the best teams in the nation, from gyms that are household names to those of us who follow the sport. This competition clearly had some great teams, and Peppermint was excited to be part of it. They jumped onto the mats and began their opening. The coaches were demanding excellence and precision. The team was looking amazing. They went through the stunt of death sequence, and then I noticed something begin to happen. In the background, some of the other teams and coaches from other programs started to drift over to watch Peppermint practice. As the team went through their routine, more and more people were coming over to watch them. Youth teams, senior teams, other mini teams. I started to count and noticed five other teams and coaches watching Peppermint warm up. The kids were unfazed, but it was something I noticed and thought was odd. When a mini team begins to turn heads from other programs, you have something special going on. Coach Ashley returned from coaching Grape, and she picked right up with the intensity level that our other Mint coaches were bringing. With 18 other mini teams competing in this competition, this was no joke, and everyone had to be on their game. As we progressed through warm-ups, the team began to struggle. I think the adrenaline and excitement was beginning to wear on the team. The easiest skill began to be a challenge. Coach Ashley noticed they were out of sync and told them to take a break and go get some water. After the break, they came back refocused, but they were still off quite a bit. As I was in the back, one of the parents texted me to ask how the team looked in warm-ups. As I was watching stunts fall and the dance was out of sequence, I typed out, "They looked absolutely incredible." Peppermint walked hand in hand together to line up and get ready for the team to take the stage. The moment behind stage is indescribable. The nervous energy is amazing. It is a time where the team composes itself, begins to focus, and visualize the routine they've been working on for 7 months. Coach Ashley started to get the team together. I stepped back and watched in amazement while she spoke with the team. She said this, "Okay, this is our time to set the pace for this competition. We need to come out strong and show these teams that we mean business. All I ask is that you do your best. That's all I ask. No matter what happens out there, all I ask is that you keep pushing through the whole routine, and I promise we will be happy with the outcome." We lined the team up and sprayed them with the famous Lucky Spray and left them with the security and other Stingray representatives behind stage. I gave my daughter a little hug, and we were off. I was shocked we just kind of left them. It was only a minute or two, but it seemed like an eternity. I asked Coach Kelsey if that was normal, and she said, "Yep, they need this time alone as a group." We made our way to the front of the stage. I made eye contact with my wife, and she and the other Peppermint parents packed in behind us. As we were packing in, all of a sudden, we noticed a few other Stingray teams scrambling in the preferred viewing area to watch Peppermint. It was a few athletes from Peach and Orange. Some of the teams snuck away from the pre-warm-up to come watch and root on the Mints. The Peppermint parents noticed and started pointing to all the Senior 5 teams that were showing up to watch. It was an incredible feeling of love and support for the senior teams to come down and watch our team. When the curtain opened and the Mints ran on stage, they noticed their parents first, and then you could tell. The Mints noticed the Senior 5 teams that had assembled to watch. As they lined up for the music to start, you could tell by the look of confidence on their face, it was on. The music started, and they completed a flawless routine. The stunt of death shocked the arena, and the crowd was amazed by the energy. After the team performance, they assembled in the back to watch their routine. After a hit, the team is riding on an enormous emotional high. The group begins to watch the replay of the routine on the monitor. They go over it with a fine-tooth comb and critique it together as a team. There were a few very minor flaws, but other than that, they nailed it. The team came flying out from behind the stage, pumped. They knew they did great. My daughter came out and gave me a huge flying hug. The first thing she said to me was, "Did you see that Peach and Orange came to watch us?" Peppermint was all abuzz about the big kids coming to watch them. It really meant a lot to them. We went back to the hotel to wait for day one results. After waiting a few hours, Coach Ashley sent me a text that out of 19 teams after that day, we were in first place. The entire group was pumped. I sent the text out to the parents, and it was electric. In a two-day competition, the most important thing you can do as a tiny mini parent is to get your child to sleep early. It's a tough task as all of the parents and Mints were so fired up. After watching Peach, Orange, and Electric perform, your adrenaline kicks in and you want to stay up all night. Day two begins and we are back in warm-ups. As we start going through the routine, something is severely off with the group. The team is not focused and they are dropping easiest parts of the routine. They begin to get better about halfway through warm-ups, but they are not on their game. I notice more and more teams coming to watch them warm up. It is about this time Coach Ashley arrives. She notices they are not sharp and crisp. She begins to coach them. After talking with them for about 10 minutes, the team progressed over to the full-out area where the teams can walk through their entire routine and set it to their music. It is the final 5 minutes of warm-up before you head toward the lining up to go on stage. They looked better, but they were still off a bit. We grouped up and started walking backstage. While we were walking, we had a group waiting for us behind stage. As the team got closer, we recognized the group cheering us on. It was Stingray Peach. The Peppermints exploded with excitement. Most of the team ran to see Peach. They gave hugs and great words of encouragement. It was exactly what Peppermint needed to get their head back in the game. After the group mingled with Peach, Coach Ashley assembled the group and started to get the team focused and delivered an inspiring message before the team went on stage for day two. The team was already jacked about Peach cheering them on. Coach Ashley said, "Okay, it's your time. It's time to show these people who you are. I know you guys can be the best mini team in the world if you just go out and do your best. That is all I'm going to ask of you. You do your best and let's show all these people who the best mini team in the world is." With that, the coaches doused the team with Lucky Spray. It was a team ritual. You probably wouldn't understand. As the team was about to go on stage, we had quite a few more viewers on day two. The atmosphere is electric on the second day as all the teams are pressing for that perfect routine. Everyone knew that Peppermint was on top after day one. Many folks wanted to see what the buzz was about, but a lot of people were there to see if this team could hit this ambitious routine 2 days in a row. As Peppermint took the stage, I could see the team had a look about them. They came out strong, and the facials and the attitude was amazing. This team lived for their moment on stage. This was their time to shine, and they were doing it again. It was hard to believe, only 30 short minutes ago, they could barely string together a tumble pass. The switch was turned on. They came out of their pyramid, and the entire front group stomped on the floor in sequence unrehearsed. They finished the dance flawlessly. They left the floor ecstatic as they knew they did what Coach Ashley asked them. They did their best, and they knew they hit. Again, the place went bananas. As the team assembled to watch the video of their performance, as they left the stage, a few of the girls were crying tears of joy. My 8-year-old daughter was one of them. She came over to me in tears and gave me a huge hug. She said, "Daddy, I don't know why I'm crying, but I'm just happy we did our best." This was a moment I cherished as a dad. I attempted to explain to her what tears of joy meant. Up to this point, I was very careful to make sure I treated my daughter just like all the teammates. I was careful not to show any preferential treatment. In this moment, I let my guard down, but I was okay with that. As the awards ceremony approached, I was to help assemble the team for the awards as usual. The team was busting at the seams with excitement. Typically, a squad never gets to watch the other 18 teams that compete. They may be able to see one or two teams in front of them while they are waiting to go on stage, but more often than not, they can only hope that they perform their best and hope that they outshine the competition. The other Peppermint parents watched most all of the other teams that performed. A few were nervous because the teams that were in second and third place on day one all performed well. While I escorted the team back to the award ceremony, they were all bouncing around and excited. For as confident as this group is, they were also a very humble group of kids. We assembled in our two lines, and Beecher came by my side and started asking a few questions. He seemed a little nervous, as this was a very big arena, and there were a ton of people entering the convention center for awards. Beecher looked up at me and asked, "Are all these people coming to watch our award ceremony?" He seemed very intimidated and intrigued by the large group gathering for awards. I said, "Yep, buddy, they sure are." He took another look out at all the people and he turned back to me and asked if they did okay. I said, "I think so, but there are 18 other really great teams here, so we will have to see." Beecher answered, "Well, we did our best, and that's all we can do." I smiled and said, "You sure did, buddy, and I am really proud of you guys." As the MC started announcing the teams in reverse order, the Peppermints were getting anxious to hear where they finished. The anticipation grew as we made it into the final five teams. The third and fourth place teams were announced, and everybody politely clapped for the other teams as Mint was excited to make it into the top five. It was truly a huge accomplishment. Peppermint was getting noticeably nervous as the final two teams were announced. The MC built up the intensity level and excitement for the final time. The second place team was announced, and we then knew. The MC gave the second place team an opportunity to pick up their banner and celebrate their incredible accomplishment. And then he announced, "And your winner, from Marietta, Georgia, the Stingray All-Stars Peppermint." The team flew up off the mat and began to celebrate. They were pumped, and they deserved it. The team walked up to receive their banner to a resounding round of applause. After the teams cleared the floor, Peppermints were instructed to go to the champions area behind the stage to get their national championship jackets and medals. I helped escort the team behind stage. The coaches helped the team somewhat organized, but they were all jacked. All of the coaches had to leave as they had other teams and responsibilities. It was me and 18 extremely excited kids and some security officers. They had questions, tons of questions. Before warm-ups on day two, Coach Ashley shared that the Peppermint did extremely well on day one. She went on to share the team's score and how they could improve on the score for day two. She also said if the team did their best again, they had a good chance of being grand champion for level one again, like they did at Encore. This is all the team wanted to discuss. "Mr. Eric, do you think we did good enough to win Grand Champion? We won it last year. Do you think we can do it again this year?" They were all on cloud nine and bouncing off the walls. As the team lined up to take pictures and receive their medals, they focused on what they accomplished on the day. Little did they know that the Grand Champion for Level 1 announcement was not scheduled to happen for another 5 hours. The competition was so large, it took that long to get through all the youth, junior, and senior level 1 teams. It was going to be a long 7-hour drive back to Marietta, so we headed back as the kids had school the following day. On the drive back, Twitter was our savior. We almost broke our thumbs trying to refresh Twitter. The entire drive, my wife was announcing who won. There was a huge wave of Stingray teams announced. We were almost home from Louisville when the picture popped up. Peppermint took level 1 grand champion of WSF back to back. Hey everybody, that concludes chapter 6, WSF. I hope you enjoyed that chapter. I know I certainly did. And my favorite part of that whole story in chapter 6 was leading the team into day 2 from the warm-up room, and something was definitely off. They were not clicking. The team just didn't seem focused. You know, when you're ahead in day 1, you really need to stay focused and be on your game, especially when you're competing with such great teams as they did. And walking through the warm-ups, headed toward the stage, and you look up and you see the Peach Rays waiting for you with open arms, cheering you on. That was everything that that little mini team needed at that moment. And it was such a special moment for both teams. And it really carried them on to victory on that day. And, you know, as a parent with a child on a mini team, those relationships are invaluable. And, you know, we'll talk more about that relationship as the season goes on. Next chapter is going to be chapter 7, which goes on to talk about a few of the other competitions. It's also going to get into a haunted house scenario. I don't know what that's about, but you'll have to stick around. I'm going to take a break from the recordings till after the holiday. A lot of the kids are working on stunt camp right now. It's right before July 4th. So I'm going to take a break on the recordings. Chapter 7 and the rest of the book will come out after the break. We will talk with you then. Hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Midland.
The greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're